Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
We need stuff.
Yes.
Monica was making kites. That's how bored she is. She needs things to do.
I just don't, like, that's like superhuman level of boredom.
Uh-huh. And that's why it's important to do the Binge Watch Weekend, because I think what happens is you're overwhelmed with the options that you could be watching on TV, and you think, you know what, this is too much thinking. Let me try to build a kite instead.
Because when I would go to Maryland, I would get so bored on a road trip, I would be eating M&M minis, and I would count each mini out the tube before I would eat it. I feel like that's more exciting than making a kite.
Oh, man. You know what? I almost think next week we need to do a topic called How Bored Were You? And it's whatever the thing that you resorted to, like counting M&M minis. I play a stupid game when I drive, also when I get really bored. So maybe I will. Yeah.
Well, spoiler alert, Monica wins that game.
Oh, yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, is going to be, I think, pretty good weather. Overall for the weekend, right?
Yeah, it's hit or miss. Today's like a 50-50 shot of storms. This afternoon, the sun's finally coming out, which is phenomenal. Tomorrow's your best weather day. And then Sunday and Monday both have a 50-50 shot of stormage.
Well, if you find yourself in front of a television, phone, laptop,
some kind of device. You will eventually anyway.
All right, I'm going to give you a couple of things to watch. So first thing, on Amazon Prime, you may have heard of this gentleman. His name is Al Capone.
Yes, I've heard of Al Capone.
Yeah. He's a historic gangster.
Yes.
And on Amazon Prime, they have a movie that's chronicling the last couple of days before he passes away.
Oh, is this the Tom Hardy one?
It's Tom Hardy playing Capone.
Oh, yeah.
It actually came out last weekend, but I want you guys to watch it this week. And the way to... So, Capone, you might have known this. He was going through dementia at the time of his death.
Mm-hmm.
So, the way this movie is set up, it starts to rekindle the memories. His terrifying memories of killing people, the crimes that he did, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Hardy does an amazing job just jumping into this role as Al Capone.
Tom Hardy's an excellent actor, man. He goes all in. He plays these just crazy roles, too. He was on, there's a show on Netflix called Peaky Blinders.
Yes.
That is like a British street gang show that's really awesome. If you like Boardwalk Empire, shows like that. And he plays this crazy Jewish guy on the show. I mean, he's one of those you never recognize him in any of his roles. They're all so different.
And even if the movie or the show isn't great, Tom Hardy is always amazing in the roles that he plays.
Now, is this an Amazon Prime movie, or is this one where I'm like renting it for $20 because it was a studio release?
It's an Amazon Prime movie.
Ooh, I like that even more.
You've already paid for
if
you have your subscription.
Very nice.
All right, so Zach, I think you'll like this one.
Okay.
Because you love Money Heist.
I did for a minute, and then I got mad. I got mad
at
Money Heist.
The directors of Money Heist, they have a new show on Netflix called White Lines.
Oh, Monica.
Oh, I love White Lines.
Oh, you like White Lines.
Of course you watch this.
I'm almost finished.
White Lines. She watches everything.
So, Monica, do you want to give a brief synopsis of White Lines or what you love about it so far?
Well, it's really about like one based on, I don't want to spoil anything, but it's on, it's like a group of friends. It's kind of, it reminds me of the show The Outer Banks.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like similar to that, but
of course, she's probably also watched
version.
Already.
You know, the folks are older. It's like us, you know.
Okay.
So there's a girl who finds her brother died 20 years prior. They finally find his body.
Mm-hmm.
And so while she's trying to figure out what happens, there's a lot of plot twists and suspense stuff that
comes
up.
Is it in English as its original language, or is it not? Because Money Heist is in Spanish, and then it's dubbed over.
It's a mix.
Okay,
so
it's overdubbed? Is that what it is? Or is it like Narcos?
No.
Okay, so some of it is like in Narcos. English and some of it's in Spanish like Narcos is. Okay, because that was my biggest gripe with Money Heist is it's overdubbed.
Yeah.
So nobody's mouths line up. It's like watching old Kung
like
Fu.
So distracting.
And
distracting.
The jokes and the language are clunky and weird. So I got very mad at Money Heist after a while.
So, but yeah, anyway, so White Lines on Netflix. People says binge worthy. Like it's going to be the show to binge for the summer.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and last but not least, I think, Monica, you may watch this one, too. Dead to Me, season 2.
Oh, yes.
So, Dead to Me. Everything Monica's watched. Christina Applegate.
Great show.
She's in it. Her character, her husband, dies in season 1. He dies in a hit and run. And then she decides she wants to solve that crime and figure out what happened. She meets somebody else who's going through something. And they bond over wine, and just a lot of craziness happens throughout the show.
Monica, wasn't that the show where you watched after season 1 and you thought it could have just ended right there? Am I thinking of that correctly?
Yes.
Okay.
I did say that. Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Because I was like, with season 1, I'm like, okay, that was good. But now
you
they're going to carry
it
on. How are they going to pull
it
together?
But they did. Do you feel like they pulled it together?
They did in a... in a kind of like a fun way. The one thing I don't like about the show is the amount of crying.
Okay, lots of crying.
For me, it's just like a lot of crying.
Because your tear ducts don't work. Crying.
That's correct, yeah.
Your tear ducts haven't been active since you were what? Since you made that kite?
Well, yeah.
Since I made that kite.
Yeah, I would say she had them surgically removed, but she just ripped them out herself. There wasn't a surgery involved or anything. She just took those things. You know, I'm not sure why we let Antoine host the Binge Watch Weekend. He doesn't watch any of these things.
I watch them after the fact.
What? Monica's like, yep, seen it. Yep,
seen it.
All right, whatever, next.
This is a new trend for Monica. Normally, Monica watches one episode and she's done.
Yeah. So this run it down, trend. And then if anyone wants any more information, you always go to K92MorningThing.com to get these.
All right, so we have on Amazon Prime, we have Capone with Tom Hardy. It's a movie. On Netflix, by the directors that brought you Money Heist, we have White Lines. And finally, we have Dead to Me, also on Netflix, which Monica says she likes, but it's too much crying.
Right.
In it.
So tune in next week for three shows Monica's already seen in the Binge Watch Weekend here on K92.